know about Demarius?
He did not practice today. We rested him today, but my expectations are for him to be ready to go Wednesday. Feeling pretty good today.
He was going to go for a second opinion. What's the...
You know, I really don't have a comment on that. I just know that he's feeling really good, and we expect him to be on the field Wednesday. So,
was he compromised during the game? He came out. How did that go? Did
you? He came out early. I can't remember exactly when he came out, but came out early, went back in, played well. You know, I think he was sore. But like I said, I had a couple of days here. He's had some good treatment over the weekend and could have practiced today if we wanted him to, but we'll hold off till Wednesday till we get started.
Where does it stand with Fowler? Is he close?
Benny practiced today pretty much full, so we'll see. It'll be day-to-day.
What did you do today, Jerry? A walk?
You know what? We did a lot of individual work, a lot of drill work, special teams-wise, offense, defense. Got a walkthrough going, got a head start on them a little bit, and give them their day tomorrow and get back in our routine on Wednesday.
How's Jeff Hireman?
Yeah, he's doing good. Practice full today. Expectations are for him to be available next week, but I think it'll be a day-to-day process. We'll see how he does.
You just played a very physical quarterback last season. This defense hit Andrew Luck with all they had. What challenges does he present that differ from
the Yeah, a lot alike other than the fact that they don't, you know, run a lot of design runs for him like they did, like Carolina did. So, big physical guy, hard to get down the pocket. If you don't tackle him well when you get there, he's going to extend plays, those type of things. Yeah, what did he throw for? 400 yards, he's exceptional. And so we, you know, got our work cut out from that standpoint. A lot like Roethlisberger, a lot like playing that type of guy.
Norwood was another
guy. Jordan's back at it today. Yeah, he was fine. DT was fine. Who else? There was one more, I think, in the game. Who was the other one? B. Marsh back here. They're all fine. Yeah, they're back at it today.
Gary, last year you guys only had one sack on Luck, but you had 11 quarterback hits. Are those just as effective?
Well, you would hope so over the period of the game, but the one thing about this guy, he's so tough, so strong. You know, he just, as part of his games, sitting in there holding the ball to the last second, getting it gone. They got a lot of speed, guys that can run. So, you know, very dangerous from that standpoint. When he extends plays, it gets, you know, really difficult. So, you know, obviously they got it done against us last year, did a really good job.
Gary, a lot of national experts, meaning coaches, players, analysts, are suggesting that this defense is playing dirty. How much does that bother you that other people
I think I answered that day. I disagree with that. We play hard. We're going to continue to play hard. Yeah.
CJ looked different to you in the beginning of this year than the previous season?
Well, I just think he's had a really good camp. You know, I he's got his weight down a little bit. I think his stamina's much better than it was last year. And I think CJ's challenged to be on the field more, you know, stay on the field. All the downs he possibly can, come out of games playing, you know, 50 plays instead of 35, 40. So I think that's where we're heading. But I think CJ's accepted the challenge to become a better player and from a consistency standpoint, all those things, he's just improved.
After looking at Trevor and dissecting the film, what more did you see on film that he did?
Well, I mean, the same things I talked to you guys about. He was pretty consistent in what he did. Obviously, he had two decisions. Issues that we got to clean up, but very calm. I like the fact that he moved. He made two first downs with his feet. You know, that's big for an offensive football team. Never got rattled, was down. You know, being down 10 bothers some guys in this league. You're going to get down in this league sometimes. You got to maintain your composure. So I just really think for the first time out, it was good, you know, good outing for him.
Watch Indy yesterday.
You know, I watch a little bit, you know, but I try to wait till the game's over and start watching a film as quick as I can. You know, it's a little different watching TV and watching film. So, but we're back at it today.
Early impressions of them then?
Well, they got a lot of things that they that can cause you problems as far as the pressure standpoint. Chuck and, you know, is a really good coach, a heck of a defensive coach. Ted, I was with Ted in Baltimore. Ted was a linebacker coach. I got a lot of respect for Ted Monachino. But they got in a shootout yesterday and had the game there at the end, just didn't get it done. So, but I got a lot of respect for them as a team, and obviously this organization's had trouble with them for the last couple of years.
You saw in Janovich a great special teams player. I remember when you drafted him. Have you been pleasantly surprised how he's transitioned to blocking in this offense? Because it doesn't.
No, we thought that was a strength of his. I mean, that's a big reason we drafted him. We thought he had the ability to do that. He catches the ball well too. I think the thing we were a little concerned about, and maybe everybody was, I mean, that's why he was there late in the draft, was could he keep his size? you know, from that standpoint. But he has held up really well. If nothing else, he's got a little bigger through Luke's program. So that's what's been impressive. But he's got a chance to be a really good player. And like I said, he's been played well for Joe. And I don't know how many snaps he played the other night, but I knew he played at least half of our snaps. So I think Andy will continue to grow.
Are we talking enough about the offensive line? How would you characterize what they did?
Yeah, that was a really good start for them last time. It was a real good group we played against. You know, we held our own, you know, to run the ball for 150 yards against that group. And to do it in the game we got in, you know, got down 17-7, but we continued to feel good about running the ball. So, you know, I think it was a good outing. I think Michael Schofield, being a guy that got pushed into service at guard, played really well. We got Ty coming back this week. So I think the group should only get stronger as they play together more.
Does Matt Paradis do better now than he did when he first did?
Well, he's got total control of the group. I mean, calling fronts, getting everybody on the right guy, changing protections. You know, to have Matt's football knowledge to go with the young kid like Trevor is really, really big. If you're young at center, young at quarterback, trying to direct traffic, that's pretty tough. And even though Matt's a young player, he's a very experienced player.
Speaking of Michael, with Sam Brawley getting healthy, Weems making that push in training camp, how do you...
Well, it's going to get real competitive. You know, the thing Ty can do is Ty can swing at tackle. We know that. He's played tackle. Ty was our starting guard until he got nicked up, so we know what he's capable of. But Michael's earned that opportunity and that right to start, and I think now it's up to Ty to push his way back into, you know, to playing a bunch, and he's doing that. He's worked hard. I would say today's probably the first day we've seen him on the field with no limitations, so this week will be important.
Why is Schofield more effective as a guard?
You know, I think that's probably his natural spot to go inside, you know, and we had some issues last year. We had to go to right tackle, but I think Michael's very comfortable in there. And just the fact that he's played a lot of snaps next to Matt, now he gets to work next to Stevenson and stuff, you know, should only help him. So I think it's a confidence level for Mike.
How did you feel Todd Davis did?
Really good. He was the defensive player of the game. Todd's very active, very instinctive, you know. And I think Todd's going to grow with B. Marsh in there. You know, obviously, B. Marsh played with Danny all them snaps, and now he and Todd are starting to get a bunch of those snaps. Reggie does a great job with those guys. So I think the future is very bright for Todd.
11 of the 14 games this week decided by 7 points or less. Is this a league-wide trend that you...
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the NFL. I mean, games are close, and even the games where you saw, you know, like a team like San Diego jump out, you know, look how that game ends up, you know. Detroit jumps out. Look what type of game that was at the end. So, I mean, that's the NFL, and one thing we talk about all the time, we talk about winning games, not giving games away in this league. You know, you watch situations take place and you say, boy, they really gave a game away there. So that's so important in this league, something we preach all the time.
That being said, Indy's kind of known for having slow starts. How do you guys avoid complacency if you do get up early this week?
I promise you we'll keep plugging. I mean, just look at the guy that's pulling the trigger for him. I mean, they're very dangerous in what they do. And like I said, I mean, we don't have to look any further than the last two times we played them, you know, 2 years ago in the playoff game here. And then last year in our game there. So we understand what we're facing, and, you know, it's a battle each and every week. This team is a lot different than the one we just played, so we got a lot of adjustments to make from a offense. We're playing a three-man front. You know, defensively we're going against a little bit different scheme. So a bunch of changes to make in a short period of time.
A few more for the coach.
How is Sly done with a little bit more expansive role in the pass rush sub-package?
Yeah, he's done really good, and it's important that Sly helps us in the pass rush. You know, with Malik gone, for Sly to get there and give us some more stuff up front. I think Sly's going to play more plays this year than he did last year. So, and Sly's become a leader too. So it's important. Sly takes another step in Wade's defense. I think he's doing that.
What's your offensive player of the game?
CJ. Yeah.
He got a few reps late in the game.
Yeah, really, 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 really proud of him. You know, obviously our young guys struggled. So we had to make a decision there in the game. And I told Eric, you know, put Capri in. He went in, caught a ball, picked up a blitz. Didn't get a lot of reps, but looked very comfortable in what he was doing. So I think that's a good step for us.
Gary, you've been asked about the offense. What about the special teams?
Yeah, Cody was our special teams player of the game. A couple things going on. Not much return to have available in the game. No, you know. Got kick returner in this league is, you know, I mean, I probably, you know, knock on wood, it probably could come back this week and we'd return 10 balls. But last week there were none returned. I think one, the opening kickoff, that was it. Punt return, we had one opportunity, got a penalty. Us covering punts, we punted three times. Riley's got to continue to get better for us. But, you know, I think for a start, it was good. Special teams-wise, you can always improve. We were good field goal block, those type of things. So, you know, hopefully we can get some more opportunities to do when our defense does get off the field to get more out of our return game from a punt return standpoint.
Last one, Nikki.
After all the injuries and changes to the defensive line, do you feel comfortable with that group now?
Yeah, I think we're going to have a good rotation. It's going to be important to what kind of player does Gostis become, you know, those type of things. We got a young kid in Pecco that we really like, and we think Pecco can play special teams, so he could become part of the rotation on game day. So I think it's about the group, and the group's got a chance to be very good. Got a long way to go.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, you have a good day.